Hey guys, we are about to listen to the very first episode of Solo and So Well, and it is definitely a bit surreal that we are at this point. I have been pondering the idea of doing a podcast for a little while now, and I just kind of thought it was this way off in the distance thing and that I had to do X, Y, and Z before I got here. But I am just so grateful that my mentor and friend coached me into doing this now, and I'm really excited to get started and dive into all the things with you. I think we can all agree that motherhood is a roller coaster, and solo parenting comes with its own set of challenges. And sometimes it can be so friggin' hard. And I feel like there's not a ton of resources or relatable content out there that's always supportive or doable for our unique situation. So, I wanted to create a landing spot for the mamas that are solo parenting in a season of struggle and that are just looking for some really manageable, doable baby steps to later days. And from somebody who gets it. In today's episode, I'm gonna help you set some really solid intention for 2024. And I know we are already a month into the new year at this point, but I am believing that it is not too late to bring you this content, that you want it, and that you need to take the time to do this. It was such a powerful way for me to start my year last year, and it 100% impacted how I operated throughout. And I think it's a huge reason why I'm at where I'm at today. I know it's going to be powerful and impactful for you to do as well. And I think it's just the most perfect way for us to kick off this podcast and our time together. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Grab a notebook and let's get to it. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Cherkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started. Hey guys, it is Heidi Cherkoff here. Welcome to our very first episode of Solo and So Well. I am so grateful that you've landed here. During today's episode, we are going to have a bit of an introduction, and then we are going to jump straight into helping you set some solid intention for 2024. You guys heard in my intro, I'm a mama of three busy boys, ages 5, 3, and 14 months at the time of this recording, and my husband started working out of town again a little over a year ago, just a few weeks after our third son was born. I'm starting this podcast because I know how hard it can be. And I know what it's like to really be struggling, to want better, to envision better, but just not know the steps to get there. And that's what I plan to give you here, the steps, the baby steps, no fluff, no frills, just short and sweet episodes that you can plug in and get right to the good stuff on your short commute to school drop off while you're doing the dishes, folding a load of laundry. Like, let's just get right to it. So, shall we? Let's get to the meat of today's episode and get you working on something that will highly benefit you today and for the rest of the year. So, when this episode gets aired, we are probably about a month into the new year already. And maybe you already have some resolutions set, and that's okay. This might be all new for you today, or it might just be an opportunity to evaluate and realign with what you already have in place. Either way, I know it's going to be meaningful work and so great for you to do. Have you ever set a New Year's resolution, felt really good about it, and then only to have it flop about 2 months in? And then by the third month, it's like it never even happened at all? Me too. Me too. And so many others. And I feel there's a reason for that. So last year, I ditched doing the whole New Year's resolution thing and I switched to choosing a word or a phrase and setting an intention instead.
And I'm going to tell you why you need to do the same. Okay? So the definition of resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. A firm decision to do or not to do something. How does that feel for you? So an example of what a New Year's resolution might look like is, I will not drink anymore. I will not lose my temper with my kids. I will work out 5 days a week. I will not yell. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting any of those things, but can you see how if you are so rigidly set on them that it leaves no room for error? And you guys, we are human. There's bound to be error. And if there's no room for failure, what do you think happens when we do, inevitably, fail? I'm using my air quotations for that, by the way. Well, we're going to feel like a failure, that we failed again. And then we're probably going to give up altogether. And then life resumes as usual. And we say, oh, maybe next year. And then that's it. That's usually by that third month. Okay, now let's switch gears. The definition of intention. A thing intended, an aim or plan. A thing intended, an aim or plan. Now, how does that feel for you? So what happens when we turn those resolution examples into intentions in the form of a word or phrase instead? So instead of, I will not drink anymore, sober and confident. I will not lose my temper at my kids. Connection. I will work out 5 days a week. Healthy and strong. I will not yell. Peace. Do you see how those intentions feel so much more empowering and that it leaves way more room for error and for growth? The word or phrase we choose becomes our target, our North Star. If we stumble, get lost, or even turned around completely, our intention that we set, that we feel deeply connected to, will be our compass, a tool that gets us back on track, keeps us moving forward, and eventually gets us to where we need to go. If we know where North is, and we have the tools, we trust our tools, we are going to continue to move in the right direction. So last year, my word for the year was actually intentional. And I wanted to be just that. I wanted to be more intentional in my life, more present, get off autopilot, stop letting life happen to me, get back in the driver's seat. Okay, I really had to strip everything back. And I really wanted to commit to working on myself and finding myself again. I wanted to get really intentional about inviting more joy, peace, and fulfillment into my life. And once I got really clear on what it was I truly wanted, then I could start seeing more clearly the action steps I needed to take and the boundaries I needed to set in order to get there. It was not always pretty, and there was a lot of ugly stretching that occurred, okay? I would often fall back into my default mode, and I'd have to catch myself and get myself back on track multiple times a day even. But there was so much learning, growth, and inner work that happened throughout that year because I got really intentional at the beginning of it. Oh, it was so powerful, you guys. So, so good. So over the next couple days, I invite you to, one, give some thought about what you're really wanting or wanting more of this year. Take some time to think about that. What are you wanting or wanting more of this year? Two, choose a word or a phrase that aligns with those deepest desires you have for yourself and your family this year. Three, define what it means for you. Just how my word for last year was intentional, I had to define what that meant for me. So get clear on that. What does it mean for you? And then write it down. Okay, number four, write it down. Writing it down is really going to give it roots. I always love dating it and throwing it in a journal, and then it's really easy to go back and review. And what's really cool is if you go back, say, a year from now, and you can see just how powerful and impactful that word or phrase that you chose, that intention that you set, was for you, how it played out through the rest of your year. It's amazing. And I would also suggest, like, maybe in the beginning, having it posted somewhere that you can see every day, just, you know, while you're getting used to that being your intention, like on your mirror or on your car dash, on the screensaver of your phone. And then it's just like, whoop, a really quick check-in and a realignment whenever you need it. Okay? That is it, my friend. Go do the thing. I promise you it will be worth it. Do not wait until next year to do this powerful exercise. You still have the rest of the year to rock it, and I will be here cheering for you every step of the way, Mama.
Hey, Mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.